We are the result of what is in our heart. Everything that we have in our heart is one way or another what we express. Jesus himself taught it when he said, "The man with the good treasure of his heart brings out good things, just as he does not have good things stored in his heart." Everything that he has stored there will show it. The Bible also gives us another advice and tells us, of everything stored in our heart, life springs. And in fact, it is so. We are what is in our heart. And the Bible also teaches that the abundance of the heart speaks the mouth. So the heart should be one of the more important matters that we could have pending in our daily life. However, we consider that other things as more important, such as work, friends, school, what I have to do, my projects, and we forget where life comes from. We forget the most important and the most urgent thing, that is the heart. Unfortunately, when we do not keep the heart, we spoil it and we live life with a damaged heart. My beloved friend, it will take you all the time to be hurt and to hurt others. Enough for going out and how insensitive they are. Each one watches over his own and there is zero tolerance. It is enough for someone to pout or say dishonest words with an immediate turn on and begin to declare words that are not correct to damage our neighbor. And so we spend the day when we have a tormented heart, destroyed, fragmented heart. We are not going to prosper in certain areas of our life. You can have money. You can perhaps have property, have a good job, or be successful in your career. But when it comes to relationships, you are alone. Relationships do not work for you. And you don't have friends. You know why? Because we have said, and we have sad and destroyed hearts. Every time we try a new project, we will have that little stone in the shoe. And we are going to find many drawbacks. God created man to be accepted, loved, approved by God, created human beings to relate. Fortunately, today's relationships have been affected by many external factors, and we allow ourselves to be affected by external factors. I give you an example. How we react at home or during the day when there is no money. We think that money is not important, right? However, when we do not have money, our temperament changes. We fight with everyone and even more. So when the bills arrive at the house that have to be paid and there is no way to pay it, we overflow with certainty and we are filled with bitterness and we shoot at everything that crosses us. Forgive me the expression, but when I bring you an advice from the Bible, I bring you an advice from daily life. The Word of God is there to show us how to live correctly and peacefully. That is wonderful, to live in peace and tranquility. Now, the peace that the Bible teaches is not an absence of problems, because life is going to be full of them. Problems that in the right position will lead us to certain opportunities that others don't see, and to know that everything will work for the good of those who love God. And those who would understand that they have a purpose in him. My beloved friend, the heart is an important thing to learn and to be kept. It is important to keep it healthy. That is why today I turn to a wonderful word that is in Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26. Look at what it says. I will give you a new heart and I will put a new spirit within you. I will remove that stubborn heart of stone. And I will give you a tender and receptive heart. You can pretend to start new in your life, but if you have your heart damaged, hurt, spoiled, beaten, that beginning again, it will be a new beginning. It won't be a new beginning. It will be the continuing of life, sad and beaten, because you already have that mark in your heart. And the only way, my beloved friend, the only way that this can be changed is by giving your beginning, surrendering your life, and giving your heart to the one who created you. He is the only one who can transform it. I give you an example. When you end a relationship, and that relationship was something stormy or quite stormy, and you want to start again, you say, "I want to give myself another chance and I want to start over." And you meet that person, you receive them, and you already annulled in your mind that you are not going to repeat that story you lived in your past relationships. However, your reason has not been healed. At some point, you are going to find an obstacle which is going to try to spoil that new thing that God wants to do with you. Like Pastor, you start a new relationship, you give yourself a new opportunity, and you start in that relationship to experience again disagreement, some difficult moments. You are going to go through it because that is part of life. And when you happen the first time, it will happen again. And when they happen to you, the first thing that comes to your mind is, it is not possible that it's going to repeat history again. And you are filled with fear. And you begin to remember what you lived in the past. And every situation that you live in this new beginning reminds you of what you lived yesterday. I am making myself be understood. Then fear will paralyze. And you are going to say, it is not possible that this is repeating history again. But it is repeating itself. It is not repeating itself. The problem is that your heart is fragmented. It is remembering the pain in those situations that in some moment they were complicated. It is more you are going to relieve the smell. And it is not because it is repeating itself. It's that you did not heal the old wound that you needed to heal. Sometimes we think that with the fact of thinking that we already have forgotten everything, will be fine. But it's very frequent in relationships and marriages and friendships and in our life situations that when we are faced with complicated situations, we always tend to think that history is repeating itself. But it is not like that. What happens is that the tasks are unfinished and the heart is hurt. Starting over requires first healing the heart. Starting first requires having a restored heart. That's why in this text from Exodus that I read to you, God gives this word to the people of Israel. I want to start over with you. I am going to restore you. But first, I have to go to the root of the matter. First, I have to give them a new heart and take away that heart of stone. I like this expression, heart of stone, because it means that with the hard blows of life and with the rebellions and with the situations that they lived in the desert, they tended to harden the heart. And I believe that any comparison with reality is not a mere coincidence. Today, we also need, Lord, to remove that heart of stone in us. Can I ask you a question? To what extent have you hardened your heart? Not to feel, because sometimes we cry so much in life that we decide and we make a radical decision. I will not cry anymore. And we avoid friendships, we avoid new beginnings because we do not want to suffer anymore. And for this reason, we make ourselves like a shell to avoid any kind of injury and suffering. We even prefer to stay alone. That is life. And don't tell me that you are happy like that, because it really is not like that. The house and having an empty house, no one to share with, that's not what God created us for. Nor did God design us. Try to heal ourselves. We will never achieve it. Someone injured will never be able to heal another injured. We will always give what we have. That's why we need God. Separated from Him, we can't do nothing. We need God to guide us and show us the way. Help us. We need His presence so that He sustains us. And begins. Before starting again, the first thing we do today is to surrender our heart. Let Him heal it. Remove that heart of stone and give us a heart of flesh and a heart that He guards, a prosperous heart. My beloved friend, I am not going to tell you that you will not have any more problems. It is a part of life. But when God guards your heart, He gives you wisdom how to face them. Sustains you, helps you, guards you. And if at any time you cry, He will pick you up with joy, because it is a part of life. And life must be known to live as the Creator designed it. Father, I thank You for Your words. Thank You for Your fidelity. Thank You for what You teach us daily. Because today, You teach us how important it is to keep the heart Your word says the heart joyfully beautifies the face. More because of the pain of the heart, the spirit falls. We can still measure our words and realize that there is something inside us that is not right because the word of love no longer flows. Or because our words are hard, our face has stopped shining. In our eyes, we see how our soul is. We do not want to continue like this, Lord, because everything is affecting us today. Take our heart. We surrender to you, occupying it completely and helping us, Lord. Today, I ask you to change this heart of stone and put a sensitive heart, a heart of flesh. Teach us, Lord. Heal every wound. Give us a new heart to have new beginnings. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember that God always arrives just in time. Blessings.